Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are Maribel Villalba and John Aranda. Maribel is the Assistant Vice President for Alumni Relations, and John is the President of the Alumni Association. Thank you all very much for being with us here today.
Thank you, Luis.
And first of all, congratulations, Maribel, because you recently were appointed as Vice President for Alumni Relations. And big loss for the museum, but a big gain for UTEP. So
congratulations. Thank you. I'm very happy to be here and to represent all alumni, being an alum myself.
So tell us about the Alumni Relations Department and what you all do, because there are a lot of misconceptions, also some confusion between Alumni Relations and the Alumni Association.
Well, really, the two are partners. The Alumni Association is a nonprofit organization, and it is built up of members of the community and international and national members as well. And John can speak more to that. But on the side of the Office of Alumni Relations, we are a campus entity. And basically, we're wonderful partners with the Alumni Association. And really, our goal is, at the end of the day, to engage alumni. It's really interesting. We're moving in a very exciting direction when it comes to alumni, in that we're going to be looking for more meaningful ways to engage alumni. And it's not just something that happens at UTEP, but it's a culture nationwide with universities that a lot of alumni only get calls when they're being asked for donations. And so we want to change that, and we want to make sure that we're involving alumni in very meaningful ways, such as mentorships, different initiatives that we're going to be looking at in the future. So that's a really exciting direction that we'll be moving, and we'll be working alongside the association to do that.
And as I mentioned, John Aranda is also here, and John is the president of the Alumni Association. So let's talk about your side of the association and what you all do.
Thank you, Louis. As a board of director, our role is obviously to work closely with the Office of Alumni Relations and reaching out to our alumni. Right now, we have several items on our agenda to reach out to as many alumni as we can, not only to engage them, but also be a part of the association as well. Our students are asking for our help, and we want to help and do what we can to help them out as they move on to their careers. Obviously, we were in their shoes at some point during our days here at the university, and eventually they will move on to a career. We would like to help them out, mentor them, provide them any support that we can as they pursue their careers.
I know that recently, well, this summer you had the picnic, which has become a very big success. A lot of people tend to forget about the Alumni Association or Alumni Relations until it's football season. And nothing wrong with that. I mean, nothing wrong about football season, but the fact that homecoming, it's exciting, people are coming in. And you guys have some interesting things happening with tailgating.
We do. Every home game, the Office of Alumni Relations, along with the board of directors, host a tailgate at Kidd Field. The Office of Alumni Relations staff, and thanks to Maribel as well and her support, we've been able to reach out to local vendors who've been able to provide food during these events. We are out there 2.5 hours before kickoff at Kidd Field. We've got some great food, great music, and obviously just wonderful alumni that show up, alumni and friends. Obviously, it is a family-oriented event. Kids, obviously parents, grandparents, everybody is invited to come out and share the afternoon with us.
And as you mentioned, Maribel, earlier also, I mean, this is a family event because we have so many generations of students who are UTEP students and alum. Perhaps it was a family member, their parents, their grandparents. And so it carries on. And homecoming is traditionally when, you know, you get the alums coming home and getting to meet everyone. And people are just amazed with social media now, looking at UTEP and just how incredible the changes have been as far as just the centennial passed us. But it's just so beautiful. And so if you wouldn't mind sharing with us a little bit about what are the things that you all have planned for, it's a little early, but homecoming.
No, it's not early at all, because we really want people to come and participate with us. And you're right. You know, I graduated from UTEP in 1997, and it's a completely different campus than the one that I went to. It's just beautiful. When we do get people coming back to the campus, that's the first thing that they notice, is just the beauty of the campus. We have a wonderful schedule of events already set up for this year's homecoming. And for alumni, everybody gets the UTEP magazine. They should have already seen a calendar of events there. But if not, They can go to the alumni.utep.edu website and see the calendar of events. As every year, you know, every college hosts its homecoming breakfast to welcome back alumni. And we want people to come back to their respective colleges to participate in that. But ultimately, we want people to participate in the big day. The big day is going to be Saturday, October 29th. And we have a wonderful day of events planned, starting with the parade. We have a wonderful partnership this year with Mesita Elementary and with Mesita ECDC, which is the Early Development Childhood Center, to work with the children to partner with our student organizations here at UTEP to march alongside them in the parade. And we just thought it was wonderful to reach out to the community to do this. The parade route is changing a little bit this year in that we actually are going into the community and starting at Vilas and ending at Centennial Plaza. And so it's just going to be a beautiful sight to see our UTEP students marching alongside these little ones that we're calling future miners, and we're giving them all a T-shirt that says future miners. What a better way to build future students and future alumni. We have our pep rally right after the parade in the beautiful Centennial Plaza. It's the first time that that's going to happen. And then right after that, we want people to go to the tailgate and go to the game. So it can literally be an all-day event for people to come back and celebrate their university.
John, as Maribel mentioned about reaching out to the community and these little miners come in, reaching out to the community is what you all do as the association. And people may be surprised as to how many alumni groups are scattered all over the world.
That's correct, Louis, and thank you for bringing that up. Obviously, we're international. We're not so much just here in El Paso or Texas or United States. We do extend out down into Mexico as well. Our efforts right now are to try to establish probably a couple more networks out in the Mexico area. We have tailgates, again, in Mexico, but also in Bhutan, and internationally, we're just continuing to grow and grow. Last year, we had up to 25 tailgates throughout the United States and, well, internationally, excuse me. But our efforts to continue to reach out, continue to grow, are ongoing. We're not going to stop until we get, we'd love to have a tailgate or a network in every state.
And of course, this is radio, but you have a piece of paper in front of you that talks about tailgate gatherings for 2016. If you all wouldn't mind sharing that with us.
Yes, please. Thank you, Louis. Our Office of Alumni Relations has put together a great package here. The package will include your meal, beverages, entertainment. We have giveaways. And of course, more importantly, is we all have that minor pride within us. As I mentioned earlier, the tailgate events start 2.5 hours before kickoff at Kidd Field. The vendors that we have coming up, just give our minor fans and family a taste of what's expecting here, is Texas Roadhouse will be here catering October 8th against the Florida International team. But Texas Roadhouse will take care of us there. Julio's Cafe Corona is going to handle the food there on homecoming, which is October 29th, and that will be against Old Dominion. On November 5th, our next home game against Houston Baptist, we have La Morena Restaurant and Cantina that will handle the catering for us there. And our last home game, and this will be Thanksgiving weekend, which is November 26th against North Texas, that will be catered by Carino's Italian Restaurant. Obviously, all these restaurants are well-known here in El Paso, very popular, do a wonderful job in taking care of our tailgate events. And, of course, our fans and family always enjoy the food.
And, of course, we here at KTP know about the contributions of the community and the businesses that provide food for us during our fund drive. And so, Maribel, you have, as you mentioned earlier, not just a relationship with the people and future miners, but also a lot of the businesses here in town help out a lot.
Absolutely. And a lot of these same business owners are alumni. And we want to just reach out and say a special thanks to them because they do provide a wonderful service. And we could not do a lot of what we do, not just with the alumni, but university-wide without them. And we just ask them to continue supporting us in that way.
You mentioned the parade. Would you mind sharing with us perhaps some of the other events that are taking place on homecoming week?
Sure. Well, one of our signature events that we do every year is the DA Distinguished Alumni Dinner. That is a big event, not just for alumni, but for the entire university. And this is where we get to celebrate our distinguished alumni and the gold nuggets of every college. And this is a wonderful event that we do in the Don Haskins Center the Friday night before homecoming, and we ask people to buy tickets to this. This is one of our more upscale events, so tickets are $100, but they are well worth it because we do a fabulous job. This is one of the most beautiful events that we do all year, and not only is it to benefit the Alumni Association, but also to celebrate these wonderful people that have gone on and done such special things in their careers and have always remained very special minor ambassadors wherever they are. And so this year, as distinguished alumni, we're celebrating a gentleman named Eric Chan, who graduated with a degree in accounting there in 1978. And I do have to say he's a fellow Riverside Ranger. Yay, go Rangers. But he went on to do wonderful things as an entrepreneur. Catalina Garcia graduated with a degree in biological sciences, and she's a wonderful anesthesiologist. Mario Garcia, who's a historian, he graduated with a degree in history in 1966. So he's from the 66 class. And then we have the Golden Grads. So anybody who graduated 50 years ago or more is always invited back to all of our Golden Grad activities. And so we do tours for them to see how the campus has changed. We do a luncheon. They get to meet with the president. All of this information they can obtain by going to the website and seeing the different events that we have, because there really are just so many. John and I are going to be exhausted by the end of homecoming because there's literally something happening starting on the Sunday the week before, and then every day there's different events with the colleges hosting the DA alumni. And so we're really excited and we hope people participate.
And you mentioned the magazine at the beginning of the interview, and the magazine has changed a lot, but it's incredible. It features current students. It features alum research on campus, just about everything. So if you go to the UTEP website, you see so many of the great stories that we have.
Right. And that's really a credit to our university communications team. They have a wonderful staff of writers and photographers and researchers. And so kudos to them, because this is what goes out to all of our alumni all over the world. And so if they're getting this on a quarterly basis, we're doing a good job.
John, we have to help you out here because she mentioned her high school, Riverside Rangers. Where did you go to high school?
I went Pride of the Lower Valley, which is Isleta High School.
Yay. Okay. Well, I went to school in New Mexico. So
New Mexico.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. This is going to air. This is airing actually September 30th. So tell us the date of the next tailgating party.
Homecoming tailgate would be on October 29th. It'll be a kid field. Tickets are available. Just to let our minor family know that tickets are available. Individual tickets for the tailgate event are available there at kid field. So as soon as they come in, they are available to come out. As Manuel mentioned, we will have a full day starting off with our parade leading to the pep rally, again to the tailgating, and then the game, of course, in the evening as well.
The next tailgate party that's coming up in October, at the beginning of October?
It would be October 8th. Again, that's against Florida International, and Texas Roadhouse would be hosting that for us as well.
Now, if people want to join the association, should they do that by going to the website, or what do they need to do, John?
We are making it very convenient for our family to reach out to us. Obviously, the website's the most popular. You can do that at alumni.utep.edu. Also, if you want to come out to the tailgate, we could sign you up at that time as well. You can call in to the Alumni Association office, which is 747-8600. And anybody there at the office will be able to help them out as well if you want to go ahead and do that over the phone or if you want to do that at the website.
Well, thank you very much, both of you, for being with us here today.
We've been
visiting with Maribel Villalba, Assistant Vice President for Alumni Relations, and John Aranda, who is the President of the Alumni Association. Again, if you have questions or about the association or alumni relations, you can call 747-8600. That's 747-8600. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Angel Marin. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Science.